Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most important topics, I think, that America has to face, in addition to health care, in addition to economy and crime, is our national security. And I worry about our national security all the time. Because it's, I think we take a lot of things for granted. And we hope that, we have the best military in the world. They've got this. But what happens when our military is asking for help? And they're saying, we got some issues. Who's paying attention? Is there any media coverage of it? Well, we got a little bit of a touch of it when we were told that, I believe, all branches of the military were struggling recruiting individuals. I think that came out just a little bit. It might have come with the college debt discussion, where one recruitment technique is we will be able to subsidize your education, your college. But then with the thought of, well, no, if you get a student loan, it could get wiped off. And we predicted this. Individuals are like, well, then I might not have to do military. A lot of individuals join the military, one, to serve their country. But another reason is I can't afford college. And this will allow me to go to college. And that was a huge benefit that now is being removed as the Biden administration and other Democrats are looking at, well, how to make college free or how to minimize the debt or pay off debt. Well, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has issued a warning that the U.S. military's dismal recruitment numbers is dwindling. The pool is dwindling. Because they're struggling to meet the recruiting goals. You also have a lot of individuals who won't qualify. They're overweight. They're on drugs, have a criminal past. So Esper was former Secretary of the Army, noted that the branch, noted the Army is going to be the most affected. It has already fell short 15,000 soldiers this year. Now, we're still good. We're still strong. We're still the best military in the world, probably in the planet, since we're being visited by extraterrestrials, people are saying. So we got this, but this is something that's going to continue. We have rising obesity. We have rising drug use. We have, rising health issues from the obesity. Well, yeah, I got flat foot, or I got diabetes, or I got this. And it's, and that's just of individuals who want to join. We're having less and less individuals want to join. Some of them, it was just one day, but I get how that turned a lot of people off. I think there was one, and I don't have the whole backstory on it, but a video has gone viral of where the military men had to wear high heels for an exercise in sensitivity training. And there are people going, I don't want to do that. The old concept of World War One, World War Two, of, look, we're going to protect our country. We are going to be heroes. We are going to, being a soldier is proud. I'm going to make, friends, we're, and yeah, we're going to have boot camp, but it's going to make us stronger. It's going to make us, you just, these little things add up where they're like, you know what, I'll pass. And I come from a military family. It's one of the greatest honors to serve your country. But it, you know, people aren't looking at it as such. You know, rather than seeing pictures of, you know, military individuals just, you know, doing the coolest things, people are like, I don't want to wear high heels. And you don't have to wear high heels. I don't like wearing high heels. I get that. And that was just some exercise, something that was, and I'm sure it's not an everyday thing. But these are things that get out there, and people are like, I don't know if I want this. Esper said, the fact is the pool of Americans aged 17 to 24 who are qualified and interested in serving continues to shrink. In 2018, only 29% of young people met the military's entry requirements. The other 71% being likely ineligible due to mostly being obese, drug use, physical and mental health problems, and criminal misconduct. Today, that number now is down to 23%, one-tenth of whom do not even meet academic standards for service. Worse, of the 3.5 million young Americans remaining, only 9% have a proclivity to serve. A nation of 332 million people should do better than that. The former secretary also decried a, quote, knowledge gap due to civilians' lack of interaction with those in uniform, and said the White House and Congress must act together to eliminate misconceptions about life in uniform. Well, one thing that I know scared a lot of young people was the vaccine mandate. You want to serve in the military, you're there, you go through boot camp, and you're told that they're going to get fired if they don't get a vaccine when they don't want one. How many hits do our young military people need to take? And other individuals see this because it's very announced. It's out there, advertised. So he called for a commission to look at ways to improve Americans' youth health and fitness and to find new ways for civilians and service members to interact, ensuring recruiters have unfettered access to high schools across America. The Pentagon must steer away from lowering standards, reducing the size of the military, or creating hollow combat formations. With threats from China and elsewhere growing, we cannot risk our future by ignoring these issues, he says. So they need to access the schools. When they do access the schools, like I said, one bargaining chip was, we got your college covered. Well, that's not now. That's not a bargaining chip, as everybody thinks that, you know, student debt's going to get written off or it's going to be free college. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so part of our national security problem, healthcare, economy, can't really get fixed if we don't figure out what we're going to do at the border. And the border is a crisis. I know people don't want to use that term because it helps one political side or another, but if we can put politics aside, it's a crisis. People are dying to come over here. Our shelters are overwhelmed. Our border patrol are overwhelmed. Fentanyl and deadly drugs are coming over the border. And everybody and their mother has been asking for help. Even Democrats. Texas Representative Henry Cuellar said the Biden administration should be showing videos of plane loads full of people being returned to their own countries in Latin America as a disincentive to cross the border and come to the U.S. Cuellar came on Face the Nation, and he said the only images people see are of migrants coming into the country rather than those people being sent back. He said one of the things the administration is not doing effectively is showing people going and landing in the countries in Honduras and El Salvador to show that there's repercussions. He said, when was the last time you saw a picture or video of people going back? You only see people coming in, and you've got to have words along with action to enforce it. He is a Democrat. He did survive a primary challenge in June. This isn't something that is just, you know, the Republicans complaining. He is a representative in Laredo, Texas. And Laredo, Texas is overwhelmed with migrants. He's called for more Border Patrol, continued enforcement at the border. He said the border is dominated by cartels. He says, look, everybody that comes across is somehow controlled by the bad guys. He says, I mean, people just don't happen to walk across a river or across a border. It's all controlled by the migrants. Every sector, for example, along the border is controlled by some sort of cartel across. Yes, they're very sophisticated. Yes, they have got the money. Yes, they do counterintelligence. Now, he distanced himself from Vice President Kamala Harris, according to Daily Mail, when asked about her comment that the burden is on lawmakers to pass immigration reforms. He said, with all respect to the VP, there are enough laws on the book right now that can return people back. He said, the border is not secure, with all respect to the Vice President. He does not approve of what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did in terms of dispatching a plane to Texas to deliver Venezuelan migrants to Martha's Vineyard. He says we need solutions and not theater. And again, I see the theater in it, and, you know, they're not wrong in terms of, okay, well, you know, Martha's Vineyard, that was kind of a stretch. And Ron DeSantis, it doesn't sound like he sent his migrant issue. He was helping Texas send their migrants. So it does, you know, it doesn't necessarily put him in the most innocent light in terms of, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, doing this to try to find, you know, resources, but it did get the attention. It got the attention of other cities going, look, this is real. And Texas and Arizona can't be the only state struggling. I'm not sure what's going on in New Mexico. We don't hear much. And it's interesting. You would wonder if New Mexico would be the port people would take to get in. Because New Mexico doesn't really seem to, you know, be out there making a lot of, you know, noise in the media about the crisis. But then again, New Mexico only has a very, very small part of the border. So more individuals are coming across in Arizona and Texas, from what we understand. So if you have bipartisan, you know, individuals asking, even if it was just one political party asking for help, when it comes to national security, when it comes to, you know, the health of the migrants, we do need some leadership. So we're being told that a migrant mother has now committed suicide in a shelter in New York City. She hasn't been identified, and we don't know which shelter. But Mayor Adams said that yesterday an asylum seeker in one of our facilities took her own life. The mayor denied his city for blame. He instead shifted attention to Governors Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, who have been shipping the migrants to New York City and Martha's Vineyard. He says the failure was the governors had sent people on a multi-day bus ride without proper food, without medical care, without the basic necessities, telling them they had to be treated in this inhumane way, he says. That is the failure. So he revealed in a new statement, but said he was forbidden by law to disclose where the suicide took place or the identity of the mother. He said, the thousands of asylum seekers we have seen arrive in our city, come to this country seeking a better life. Sadly, though, yesterday, an asylum seeker in one of our facilities took her own life. So Mayor Adams has declared a humanitarian crisis after 2,500 migrants were bussed into the Big Apple. Then if he gets the attention of the humanitarian crisis, when will Texas get the attention? They need help. Now, instead, lawyers are getting involved. So with Martha's Vineyard, there are now attorneys representing the 30 migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard. And they are calling for state and federal prosecutors to open criminal investigations. Attorneys are representing 30 of the 48 who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard off Massachusetts. They want a criminal investigation, claiming that they were induced to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses. Boston-based group Lawyers for Civil Rights, who are representing the asylum seekers pro bono, said the group includes women and toddlers, were duped into a coordinated political stunt that targeted vulnerable people based on their race and country of origin. The lawyers state individuals working in concert with state officials, including the Florida governor, made numerous false promises, including work opportunities, schooling for their children, and immigration assistance. The lawyers are now urging U.S. Attorney Rachel Rawlins of Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey to open up criminal investigations. So, again, I'm mixed. On one end, if you're in Texas and your facilities are overrun, you have to transfer people. Well, one, you have to not let them in. But if they're coming in and you are overwhelmed, if you have a hospital, if you have a medical center, you transfer them to other hospitals and other medical centers. If your shelters are overwhelmed, you transfer them to other shelters. And so an argument could be made if DeSantis said, look, Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary city. I don't know if it is, but let's say it is. And any of these places that are sanctuary cities have advertised that they will provide shelter, they will provide jobs, then he might be okay. If any of these places said, we are where we will not deport, we will absorb and help, and then he's helping shift the burden from Texas. If Martha's Vineyard is not, and they're like, well, we don't do anything of that nature, we don't, then there might be an issue. But and one of you had asked me yesterday, if somebody does something illegal, do they have a right to sue in America? Well, if somebody is here illegally and they get raped or they get, yes, they can use the courts. They are a resident of, and if they're quote unquote asylum seekers, they can use the courts. I'm not a legal expert, so I don't know to the extent, because again, if their crime is they weren't supposed to be in this country, but then us transporting them might be giving them de facto. Again, I'm no lawyer, but it might be, validating them now being residents. They might be able to. But I need to look that up. It's a tough situation. And I don't know what the answer is, except asking our leadership to help secure the border. And hold on a second. Okay, one of you is sending me something about a sign. Hold on a second. I'm looking it up right now. Sanctuary. Let me see. I don't know if I have that, so I apologize. But yeah, if there is a, if Martha's Vineyard has advertised, look, we are a sanctuary city. We are here. So we are going to absorb you and help you, and I don't know all the ins and outs of that. Then, in fact, there is a sign saying, the island of Martha's Vineyard, we respect women, we value black lives, we stand with our LGBTQ community members, we stand with immigrants, with refugees, with indigenous peoples, and with people of all faiths, we stand with our community. All are welcome here. So if they're welcome here, then why would they sue? So, oh, there we go. Martha's Vineyard, proud sanctuary city. Then it says limit 24 hours only. Okay, I don't know if that's a joke or not. But, So, yeah, it's not easy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Few leaders receive the outpouring of love that we have seen.
Justin Welleby, Archbishop of Canterbury, making comments about the Queen's impact during a funeral service. This as over 1 million people in the United Kingdom say farewell to Queen Elizabeth II. President Biden and the First Lady making the trip to London for the state funeral, the President currently on his way back to the United States. An American held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan is on his way back home. President Biden telling the family of Mark Fredericks he was released as part of a prisoner swap with the Taliban. DirecTV is apologizing to NFL Sunday Ticket customers who weren't happy with their experience on Sunday as they experienced outages using the app. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, you're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I went to 12 schools. So when somebody asks what books was I required to read, it's a little inconsistent because I had to read Beowulf three times. Because when I switched schools, one school district was just starting Beowulf, then another one did when I moved, and it was, one was fall semester Beowulf, one was spring semester Beowulf. Somehow I got Beowulf three times. I got a lot of Shakespeare. When it came to book reports, we could choose our own books, but there was required reading. I think we had to, in high school, we had to read a John Steinbeck book, and then we had to pick one. Catcher in the Rye, I think, was required reading. I loved it because there were some cuss words. I thought it was funny. I don't remember if one of the schools had us read the Oh, my gosh. Tom, why can't I now think of the... I cannot believe I can't think of the most famous book. Okay, see, this is where I'm getting old. All right, Tom Sawyer. I don't remember if I read Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn, not because the school didn't mandate it, but because I moved, and I might have moved when the school was about to, and then I was in a different curriculum, and they didn't have it yet, or they already had it. So I do remember, though, growing up, going, look, I don't understand Canterbury Tales. I don't understand... The Shakespeare stories are fantastic, but I don't, you know, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo, deny thy father and refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. I don't really understand what that means. We have to memorize it. To be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind. We have to sit there and memorize it. And I get, you know, you want to, you know, memorize things like the periodic table and the times tables. You want to work your memory. But I remember finding some of this a little arbitrary. And I go, who is deciding what we need to read and why? Is it that we all need to learn Shakespeare? Okay. If we all need to learn Shakespeare, we all need to learn Shakespeare. You know, I'm glad I learned about Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet, because a lot of stories are taken from that. So, you know, for those of us that play Dungeons and Dragons, we realize that Lord of the Rings, you know, was taken from that. You know, and you know, The Hobbit, obviously, and so, or actually Dungeons and Dragons was taken from that. So I am a fan of the classics being taught, students having access to them. I am a fan. But we now are having controversy over books in schools, and schools not including books. Now, you would think, is it because the schools, you know, putting the Bible on there? Old Testament, New Testament, No, this isn't Bible. These are books that have to do with gender and quote-unquote queer things. Like, apparently one book that I think is banned is called Gender Queer, a memoir. Now, probably a beautiful story, probably a beautiful book, but why is it required reading? What should be required reading? Should anything be required? Should students have a choice? Maybe because there's now this back and forth of freedom of speech and banning books. But then when you force a child to read a certain book that might have aspects in there that the family doesn't want, like, you know, like apparently people have issues with Tom Sawyer because of racism. And I haven't read the book, so maybe I read the book as a kid, I just don't remember. But if that's a book that the family doesn't want the child to read, the family has a right to opt out of it. So I think I like the idea of maybe offer books on a list and let the parents choose which books they would prefer the child read of that list. But this is, you know, apparently there were 2,500 instances of quote-unquote individual book bans affecting 1,600 titles at 5,000 schools. This is according to the anti-censorship group PEN America. And there's this, you know, and both sides find issue with this, where, you know, do you mandate a kid read one book, or do you ban a book? And I think if a child wants to read any book, The Joy of Sex, how many of us read The Joy of Sex and we weren't supposed to as kids, right? We were like, oh, dang. You know, so really? You're supposed to do that? Joy of Sex scared me. I'm like, whoa. And I was like, wait a second here. And so, you know, but I never read the whole thing. I looked at some of the pictures and giggled. So I think if a child wants to read a book, they should be able to have access to the book. But do you make it required reading in a classroom? That then is where it gets tricky. And so I don't understand. There's you know, so is it that there's a like a platform or a movement to get kids to have access to books that are LGBTQ topics focused on? Or is there a push to have material, you know, I'm a little confused as to what's going on and what's being censored. And I think it's because, you know, are we mandating or are we censoring? Maybe there just needs to be choices. And then also, at what age are we asking students to read these books? And is this something that's getting, you know, parental consent? I remember for certain subjects, we had to get parental consent because it was going to be talking about sex or talking about, you know, but with identity, if identity is not considered sex, it's considered identity. Is that a topic that's allowed to be brought up in kindergarten? So we're having curriculums that are now falling all over each other, figuring out what to do and what to offer kids. And I understand that we want the community to understand that there are individuals that might not ascribe to, I'm a girl, you're a boy. They might not ascribe to that, and that's fine. There's many people who don't, you know, or they're gender fluid, where some days they feel like a girl, some days they feel like a guy. That's fine. But does it have to be introduced into school curriculum? You know, we're keeping religion out. We're keeping, you know, I don't know. Our kids are already struggling with their math, with history, with science. Even the military's having trouble recruiting because of academic performance. You know, should school be a little bit different in terms of, okay, guys, we need to get you ready for regular life out there. Which means we're going to teach you guys how to work out and how to exercise and how to eat right. We're going to teach you guys your basic math. We're going to teach you guys how to balance a checkbook. We're going to teach you guys how to use Excel. We're going to teach you guys how to code. We're going to teach you guys how to interview for a job. We're going to teach you guys how to, you know, do CPR, how to do basic first aid. Are there non-political things that we could teach our kids in school to prepare them for the outside world? Now, somebody would say, well, gender isn't political. That's society. That's biology. That's, you know, but how much are we stressing it? You know, I mean, if we could very, very easily. I mean, sex ed doesn't take all of a child's curriculum. During sex ed, we go, okay, this is what sex is. Right? Sex can be between two people who love each other or two people who don't love each other and want to have fun. You know, one of the, products of sex between a man and a woman could be a baby. This is what happens. Your bodies will change. You might have, you know, a period. You might have testicular, you know, pain or sensitivity. These are things that happen. It doesn't have to be a whole curriculum throughout the whole school, the whole grade school or middle school. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millions of people in Puerto Rico are still without power as of today after Hurricane Fiona made landfall this weekend as a Category 1 storm. Winds were over 74 miles per hour, which is the cutoff for Category 1, up to 90 miles an hour. The storm is still bringing torrential rain to the island, starting to move into the Atlantic. It could strengthen and hit Turks and Caicos as a Category 2 hurricane and then threaten Bermuda later this week. Now, if you remember, Puerto Rico was hit by Hurricane Maria, gosh, it was 5 years ago, and the island is still recovering from that. So several organizations have already teams on the ground providing assistance. And the most recent forecast at 2 p.m. local time was the Hurricane Center said Center of Fiona will pass near or to the east of Turks and Caicos on Tuesday, expecting to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain. Northern and eastern parts of the Dominican Republic will also be impacted by storm conditions with an additional 4 to 8 inches of rain. The storm is going to turn north-northwest. It'll strengthen over the next few days, become another major hurricane. Hurricane force winds will extend up to 30 miles away. So southern parts of Puerto Rico could see even additional rain. And life-threatening and catastrophic flooding, along with mudslides, are being forecasted. There's also dangerous tide conditions being watched on the East Coast from Hurricane Fiona. The National Weather Service, about an hour ago, was warning anyone visiting the East Coast beaches to be aware of dangerous tide conditions caused by Hurricane Fiona. The storm is continuing to bring heavy rain and flooding into Puerto Rico, and as it moves up, there's going to be strong rip currents and rough surf starting Wednesday through the end of the week. According to the National Weather Service in Wilmington, North Carolina, they shared a map showing the factors affecting East Coast near Myrtle Beach, Carolina Beach, and Surf City. So this is the third hurricane to form this month. The NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as Colorado State University, has predicted this hurricane season to be above normal. Still, despite things being a little late into their, because usually peak is end of August, early September, and here we are starting to go into third week of September. Hurricane Danielle was the season's first hurricane. That got its designation on September 2nd. And it means that last month was the first August in 25 years without a single named storm in the Atlantic. Last time a season's first hurricane was this late was September 11th, 2013, with Hurricane Humberto. The average date for the season's first major hurricane is August 11th. So this is, you know, still a little bit later, and hopefully it portends a milder season, but the NOAA is saying no, we're still going to be above average. And we are noticing that the summers are I've noticed a shift, and I can't stand how, you know, people throw the terms global warming and climate change. Our climate is always changing. Our climate changes. That's, you know, we look at what happened with the boys in Thailand who were, you know, stuck in the cave because of the flooding. And they were like, well, monsoon hit too early by a week, week and a half. It's, you know, things don't always happen, you know, to the degree, to the day, to the time. You know, for years I was hoping I wouldn't get my period on my wedding day, and I would look at the calendar and figure it out. It still happened. Right? There are powers that we don't understand or cannot control that happens. However, I have noticed as a trend that the summers are starting, the heat is starting to come a little later in my neck of the woods and last later. We used to freeze and be pretty damn cold around Halloween. Now, Halloween, it's fantastic weather. People are in shorts on Halloween night. And then by Thanksgiving, it used to be freezing where I live. And now Thanksgiving is about to change. So that we're having a shift. So there's no doubt that hurricane season could shift if summer starts later and ends later. San Juan Port is expected to reopen, according to Puerto Rico. They've obviously, with the storm, they've had issues. And then 1,000 people have had to be rescued from Hurricane Fiona floodwaters. Responders rescued one woman who was hanging from a tree for 7 hours. She was trying to cross floodwaters. In the same area, officials said emergency crews also helped 3 more people who tried to get across rising water. So everybody is urging people to heed warnings. And, you know, it's not easy. And, you know, the governor had said 75% of the cellular infrastructure is operational. He attributed the functioning communications to generator upgrades made after Hurricane Maria. He said Maria served as an exercise for the people who handle emergencies at all levels. The coordination during Fiona has been exemplary. The communication has been excellent, but this is not over. We're going to keep it 24/7. So New York, New Jersey, California are sending first responders to Puerto Rico. FEMA has 400 officials on the island. Biden is telling people that we're going to get through this together. And even though it is going to weaken, it is going to intensify, but we don't think we're going to have a direct hit to any other parts of mainland the U.S. But as we said, there is going to be a rip current. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was sad. A champion Hawaiian surfer, Kalani David, has died. Apparently, he had a rare heart defect, and he had a seizure while surfing. He died in Costa Rica this weekend while he had a seizure while out in the ocean. The 24-year-old was advised to not surf or dive after he started to have a bout of seizures. He suffered from Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome since his first seizure in 2016. But sadly, this happened while he was surfing. This rare heart defect leads to abnormal heart rhythms. His younger brother confirmed the news. He said, "You are the best brother I could have ever asked for. We'll miss you, Kalani." And his health condition caused him to suffer from multiple seizures, first one occurring back in 2016. But months before his death, the surfer was advised to not surf or drive after multiple episodes because they were concerned that there could be a potential issue. So he wrote on Instagram, "With these seizures I keep having, my neurologist said no diving and no surfing until I stop having them. I mean, I could surf, but if I was to have one and don't get saved in time, I either die or become a vegetable because I don't have enough air to my brain." He says, "I keep getting lucky. I had a seizure driving and the other in the water within a couple of months. For the past couple of years, been having seizures sleeping and angels watching over me because I don't know how I keep getting so lucky and live through it all." So it's sad that he didn't make it this time. And gifted skier, also a skateboarder, and he was born on North Shore. Came a veteran surfer by 14 years old. It's sad. It's, you know, the unpredictability. And, I mean, he's an athlete. He was an athlete. He was, you know, I mean, you know, good shape. I'm assuming ate well and sadly didn't make it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The Federal Trade Commission has announced that they are going to crack down on the exploitation of gig workers. Now, which companies could that then address? Well, they didn't say, but people think it has to do with Uber, Lyft, DoorDash. The commission adopted a policy statement that details issues gig workers face. Deceptive claims about their wages and hours, unfair contract terms, and what the FTC plans to do about it. The commission did not mention any companies by name, but we think that those are the companies they're addressing. Instacart as well. And so gig companies consider their workers independent contractors, and they have fought to keep doing so. President Joe Biden campaigned on addressing worker misclassification. This is the first action under his administration, and he promised enforcement over gig companies' treatments. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this, but this I'm mixed. I don't want any employee being taken advantage of. But on the flip side, the idea people join this, they do gig work because they don't want to commit to a shift. They want to be able to make money on the go, make more money when they want to. And sometimes the flexibility is what they're looking for in these jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.